Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimadhi Bhakti Vedantara Swami Namaste Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesham Shunyavadi stability.
started to make an observation. And this was first very unconsciously perceived until it became a theologically formulated philosophy. That is, when we followed Prabhupada's instructions, amazing protection was there, and also something which we all felt during Prabhupada in the, his presence, in the atmosphere. There is no impossible, everything is possible. Every doubt, if you walk on the right track. I would like to give two examples from my life when I became, let me say, in this unconscious thing, follow the vani, became really something which, wow, really works, realization. The temple of Berlin was always a little downtrodden. Few people came. Berlin is a difficult place. It's a little bit, you can compare it like New York with a more hellish color. So Prabhupada had said, Berlin will be the spiritual capital of Europe. Germans like such statements. I had been traveling and doing many things. I said, well, let me try to see if I focus with a team of devotees only on preaching in Berlin, will something happen that can make this statement true or more possible to come? A few nice devotees came who were convinced of this statement of Srila Prabhupada. And we saw miracles. He preached them with that focus to try to establish something, let me say, that would influence German culture, something which had a ripple. Wow! All of a sudden we went on the main TV shows which went for Berlin all over. In Germany, I remember we had a show called Idols of Germany. There was a president, there was Nina Hagen. And they had included the Doors from America, surviving people of the psychedelic influence. There was no longer Idols of just Europe. They had the Russian dancer Nureyev, the small ballet. We were just next to the most famous people, and we were there as a Hare Krishna guitar, Hare Krishna dancing, throwing flowers, and setting the whole studio with our unruly behavior. Yes, it worked. There was an influence. Russia. After the Iron Curtain broke down, the Aurangabad group got the plane of Boris Yeltsin, the then president of Russia, and did a tour through Russia. There sometimes 33,000 people danced, and and the American CBS news broadcast was forced to say Hare Krishna, the fastest growing religion in the former Soviet Union. We made this statement. Prabhus, the prince, now we can also see all the temples which grow in India, and daily more, one big temple after the other, with congregations up to 10,000 people. Our Radhanath Maharaj walking through the parliaments of the world, shaking hands with the powerful. Preaching successes which make us think, do I dream or is it true? And why is it happening? When you track it back, it is happening to Srila Prabhupada, because of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, knowledge, what he gave us, let us remember, Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj's lecture, who said in the open, let's look at our lifestyle. It's made out of Prabhupada. We are clean, we follow principles, association, eat prasadam, do harinam, everything. It comes back to Prabhupada. And there is another thing I would like to look at. It's something which might require more exploration of philosophical nature. But I really see in my observation, it is due to a certain shakti or energy, which is the energy of Prabhupada, which works even after his disappearance, after his moving away from this planet. And that's truly marvelous. Yes, Lenin is a proponent of communism, Karl Marx, and John Lennon is quoted. Yes, people, there are people whose influence are still going on, but can they carry lives? Can they move opinions in a massive way? Can they inspire individuals to give everything, even the treasured habits, in the service of this shakti? Some shakti is better. Alone, I do not have any energy to keep on this chanting of Hare Krishna. Oh, give me your blessings. That is the statement we have just heard. So this observation is something which I find very, very stunning. And therefore, I would like to say, my dear listeners, both the sleeping and the awake listeners, find an instruction in Srila Prabhupada's plan and hold on to this. And it will be for you like entering into an airplane and moving by another shakti than your own forward. And you leave again the airplane through uncertain shakti. And the remaining part of my I would go with a secret agenda into an instruction of Srila Prabhupada, which I received just a little while ago, which shocked me. It's a letter from Satsvarupa. Last time, 10th April of 1972. Quite an early after Prabhupada's, 6 years after his teaching, he said, "Now I have given you everything, but I do not see that even the basic principles of advancement and spiritual life are always there." What could be basic principles of advancement and spiritual life? It means detachment from material involvement. It means attachment to Krishna. Basic principles. I don't see that they are always there. And sometimes there is tendency to neglect what is our real purpose of life. Namely, become mad after Krishna. And instead, we become carried away by big, big talk. So I am still thinking how things will go on. Prabhupada has said many, many things about the purpose of human life. He has given many instructions. So let us see if there is something more on the main purpose, the real purpose of life, namely to become mad after Krishna. Because this is a little shocking. No, what? Mad after Krishna, I mean, obviously that's not a psychological irregularity of Krishna's mind. It means full absorption with a lot of intensity. Greed is the madness there. It has a lot of fervor. So, there is a lecture he gave at summit meetings in Mayapur in 1974. And there were some devotees who in the midst of the lecture stood up and left. Srila Prabhupada's response was very strong. Connects with this real purpose. Where are they going? They are busy in some other world? Without hearing what he will do. Nonsense! Nonsense, the proper reflection, unfortunately. And Sammy went, Prabhupada got heavy. Prabhus, we were shaking. Shravanam Kirtanam. This is our main business. Shravanam. If you don't hear, what you will do? You will do simply sense gratification. That's all. So this is the difficulty. That you are not very much interested in hearing. That is the main business. Our bhakti begins Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. We have to hear and we have to speak. But if we are not interested in hearing and speaking, then it will all become simply a form. If you want to find this, it goes on like this. This is page 164 of the wonderful summary of the 11th on the back of the So, my dear devotees, on this disappearance day, let us watch the entirety of Srila Prabhupada's instructions to us. let us especially concentrate on those that everyone in mind. Everyone should do it. And let us not be carried away by big dog. It could be big dog. I don't want to give an interpretation. It could be many, many things. Problems of his own, it could be big plans for the future. All this needs to be addressed. But what are we doing about the real purpose of life? That is a total transformation from the person who was very absorbed in his own sense gratification and to be in mind to someone who is a servant. We are at the moment meeting, this will be the last point, in Vrindavan Dham. You have all come for the month of Kartik to celebrate Kartika Devi, Jeshwari, Srimati Ravadani, and come to celebrate Lord Damodar. Love it. You are here on in sacred territory. Please behave sacred. Prabhupada gave some instructions which will be very good for us, and then we can train a little bit what it means to become fully absorbed in Krishna, our real purpose. He said, those who are living in Vrindavan, they should try to understand Krishna, the truth of Krishna. That is their business. Not my business, is you are here for understanding more about Krishna. Another instruction. That means he will instruct us how to remain in the right attitude and consciousness here. As Krishna is worshipable, similarly his Dham is worshipable. We should be very much respectful to Vrindavan Dham. Otherwise we'll be offended. The best to avoid offenses which will hurl us downwards, the best tip he gives in his next instruction. It says, if we remain in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna. Please remain awake, especially with your mind. If we remain in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna. And how much we should be cautious and careful. Vrindavan Dham is also Krishna. Last, something about the potency of this holy place. Rupa Goswami informs us, Vrindavan Dham, there are always two energies working. Taraka Shakti, that which liberates us from our conditioning, and the Haraka Shakti, that which pulls or attracts our mind to Krishna. But so these Shaktis work on us. They work especially through one agent, is the Dham. Anyone of you who can imagine who that agent is, that supplies unprecedented blessing. Interesting. I'm not sure. So remain attentive. because I'm living in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Raj, that's what Vrindavan will cure me, will purify me. That's a fact. Yes. But already the horoscope of Prabhupada said that his presentation is very broad. He built a house in which the whole bird can live across the pronouncement. So Prabhupada's boat is very broad. It has there are instructions even for you and me, which we can find and follow. There are instructions which can be for you at all stages of your life. The beginning stages, and then when you are in the evening of your life, just a few days before your departure. Try to find these instructions, the very broad boat instruction. Make them something which is your guiding light. Even if you are a little bit creative, a little bit poetic, a little bit independent minded, a little bit, or if you are one, tell me what I should do, I will do it. I'm much more loyal. Everyone. All shades of our sometimes troubled personalities can catch something at any stage of our life and then see how our heart gets purified and our spectrum gets bigger. And the last point which I really wanted to make here when I read this letter, the real purpose of our movement is this full absorption in Krishna. And after Krishna, I see that it is very, very important for all of us to remain in contact with the literature of Srila Prabhupada. Best is a daily contact. Not only best, it's necessary. So that the mind will have proper orientation where to go, that you will be in harmony, in tune with Srila Prabhupada, and while you follow his instructions and that instruction, that you will know where to place them in the overall scope of his movement. Wielding fanatic. You have to understand the whole broad scale. And that happens when you read regularly the literature. And you will see the scope. When you choose to follow a few specific instructions, you will have a broad heart, a broad mind, be a kind member of this great attempt to form an international pure movement. And then your contribution will be very, very good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi ki jai.